Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. An Azerbaijani airliner with 67 people on board has crashed near the Kazakhstani city of Aktau, and an official says 38 people were killed and 29 survived. The Embraer 190 had been en route from the Azerbaijani capital of Baku to the Russian city of Grozny in the North Caucasus when it was diverted and attempted an emergency landing near Aktau. Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev said that while it was too soon to speculate on the reasons behind the crash, the weather had forced the plane to change from its planned course. Russia's Civil Aviation Authority, Rosaviatsiya, said the preliminary information showed that the pilots diverted to Aktau before a bird strike led to an emergency on board. Pakistani strikes Tuesday on Afghanistan's eastern Paktika province killed at least 46 people, most of them women and children, the Afghan Taliban said on Wednesday, adding that they would retaliate. A Pakistani official source said the military struck a camp of the Pakistani Taliban. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Bombardment by Pakistani military aircraft in eastern Afghanistan has killed at least 46 people, most of whom were women and children, the Afghan Taliban said on Wednesday. It vowed to retaliate. A Pakistani official with knowledge of the matter told Reuters Pakistan carried out airstrikes against a camp of the Pakistani Taliban, or TTP, on Tuesday. This resident, who didn't give his name, said those killed in the strikes in Paktika province were not from the Taliban. They were women, children and common people, he says. Afghanistan's Foreign Office said it had summoned Pakistan's head of mission in Kabul and warned of consequences. The neighbors have a strained relationship, with Pakistan saying that several TTP attacks that have occurred in its country have been launched from Afghan soil, a charge the Afghan Taliban denies.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. China and Japan agreed to talks on security issues as they seek to mend ties. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
China and Japan have agreed to set up talks on often contentious security issues. The two countries are seeking to improve a relationship struggling in recent years on a range of issues, from territorial disputes to the discharge of water from Japan's tsunami-wrecked nuclear power plant. Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya sounded positive Wednesday after meetings in Beijing with Chinese Premier Li Qiang and Foreign Minister Wang Yi. He calls the talks, quote, very candid and wide-ranging. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Brazilian police say that at least two people have been killed and a dozen others are missing after the collapse of a bridge that linked two northern states. Footage obtained by residents showed cars and trucks crossing the bridge on Sunday as large sections crumbled into a river. Police operating on the border of the northern states of Maranhão and Tocantins said Monday that eight vehicles were missing. Police in Brazil's road department said they started investigations in the case. The Archbishop of New York delivered a Christmas message at the traditional midnight mass. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The faithful packed St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York for midnight mass on Christmas Eve as Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, infused his homily about God being the Lord of light, not darkness, with a touch of humor.
God so loved the world, he did not send us a drone. God so loved the world that he sent us his only son, the light of the world.
Midnight Mass at St. Patrick's dates back to 1879 when the famous cathedral opened. Julie Walker, New York.
Finland's prime minister says authorities are investigating an interruption in a power cable under the Baltic Sea between his country and Estonia. Petteri Orpo said on X that power transmission through the EstLink 2 cable suffered an outage Wednesday. Authorities have been on edge about undersea infrastructure in the Baltic after two international data cables were severed in November and the Nord Stream gas pipelines between Russia and Germany were blown up in September 2022. Kosovo's election appeals authority has canceled a ban on the main party of the ethnic Serb minority, allowing it to field candidates in the upcoming parliamentary election. The electoral panel for the complaints and appeals overturned a decision Monday by the Central Election Commission, which declined to certify the Srpska Lista party because of its nationalist stance and close ties to neighboring Serbia. Srpska Lista will put up 48 candidates for the election on February 9th, expected to be a key test for Prime Minister Albin Kurti, whose governing party won in a landslide in 2021. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.